A federal appeals court ordered a new trial today for a former New York police officer convicted in the Abner Louima torture case. Charles Schwarz had been found guilty of holding down Haitian immigrant Louima while another officer brutalized him. The court also threw out the convictions against Schwarz and two other officers on charges they lied as part of a cover-up. From member station WNYC, reporter Beth Fertig has more on the story.
From the start, Charles Schwarz has argued that he was never in the bathroom of a Brooklyn station house when Officer Justin Volpe assaulted Abner Louima in 1997. Today's ruling by the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit found Schwarz's lawyer failed to do his job. During the 1999 trial, Volpe pleaded guilty to brutally assaulting Louima with a broken broomstick, and he said he did so in the presence of another officer. But Schwarz's lawyer, Stephen Wirth, never called Volpe as a witness, even though he had evidence that Volpe could have cleared his client. Nor did he call another police defendant, Thomas Weiss. Weiss had told investigators he was the one who escorted Louima to the bathroom. The Court of Appeals ruled that because Wirth failed to pursue that evidence, Schwarz was denied his constitutional right to effective counsel. And the court said that was because of the attorney's own conflict of interest. At the time that he represented Schwarz, Wirth also represented the police union, known as the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, or PBA. Stephen Gillers is a law professor at New York University's law school.
From the PBA's interest, it was important to establish, or it could have been important to establish, that Volpe was the sole perpetrator, that there was no one else, no other police officer responsible for this. That would have been good for Wirth's other client, the PBA.
In its ruling, the three-judge panel said, quote, "This conflict would seem to be the only possible explanation for why Schwarz's lawyer declined to implicate another officer." The government had argued that Schwarz knew about his attorney's conflict, but the court said no rational defendant would have kept a lawyer who also had a $10 million contract to represent the union. The court found another reason to order a new trial for Schwarz. It found the jurors were exposed to prejudicial information because some of them heard about Volpe's plea from the media. Ronald Fischetti, who represented Schwarz in his appeal, said his client was thrilled after serving the past 2.5 years in various federal prisons.
He was very emotional, very thankful. He's a very religious man. It's something he has been praying for, and extremely happy.
He said he's hoping to work out the details very soon for Schwarz's release. The Court of Appeals also threw out the convictions of Schwarz and two other officers, Thomas Weiss and Thomas Bruder, on charges of conspiring in a cover-up. The court found there wasn't sufficient evidence. Those charges cannot be retried. Abner Louima declined to comment on the decision. His attorney, Sanford Rubenstein, says the Haitian immigrant is now living in Florida and wants to go on with his life.
I don't think at this time it's a matter of how we feel. It's a matter of the fact that we have confidence in our system of justice, and as long as it takes, look for justice to be done. In this case, the guilty plea of Justin Volpe demonstrated that this did happen. Abner is a victim, and as long as it takes, we will cooperate with the federal government to see to it that justice is done.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is calling for demonstrations to make sure the newly appointed U.S. attorney aggressively pursues a new trial against Schwarz. Other civil rights leaders also expressed outrage at the ruling. Meanwhile, today's decision has no bearing on Justin Volpe, who is serving a 30-year sentence in federal prison. Nor does it affect Abner Louima's civil lawsuit against the city and the police union, which was settled last year for $8.7 million. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.